Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. Campbell moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball towards center. Cullenbein catches it and throws to home to double up Boudreaux. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Walker scores. Mack moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Desautels moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a fly ball towards center. Cullenbein settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Columbine. Max scores. Desautels moves to third. Bagby moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Desautels scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Columbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Columbine hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Strange covering. It's a double play. Trosky scores. It's 4-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb fires to first and picks off Campbell. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Heath reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bagby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. Strange hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Strange reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Strange scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to third. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Don Hefner. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Locatello now playing second base. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Heath moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Eldon Auker. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. Estilella reaches third base with a triple. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Strange hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Estilella scores. Clift moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Strange moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Nagealing now pitching. Bob Swift now catching. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagealing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, he's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagealing covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 1 in the game. Locatello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Heath steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace pinch hits for Johnny Nagiling. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace moves to second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Grace scores. Clift moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Eisenstadt covering. Safe. Clift scores. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.